Welcome to Golf Better at Edwin Watts Golf. Episode number 59. Hello, everyone. My name is Tom Brissell. Thanks so much for joining us. As always, if you're a first-timer or a long-timer, we're glad you're with us. And, Kenny, we've got a couple of friends from Huntington Beach, California, with Cleveland Golf joining us. Why don't you do the introductions?
Yeah, we got some great guys from Cleveland Golf joining us today. Mr. Scott Carlisle, who is the business unit leader for wedges, and Mr. David Hunter, who is the business unit leader for irons. Guys, how you doing today?
Doing great.
Wonderful. Thanks for joining us. We're going to hit you with a few questions that I know that I want to know the answer to, and I know the listeners do as well. And I guess the first question that I want to get into, it would be obviously go to Scott because of all the new rules changes that are going on with the USGA with the groove rules this year. And Scott, can you touch on that just a little bit and let us know what you guys have done at Cleveland Golf, you know, with the new rules changes that are going on?
Yeah, definitely. It's been a very confusing time for all of us in the golf business lately. I think we're getting a lot of questions about it, so we know there's a lot of confusion out there. So we're trying to spread the word and clarify what's going on. What actually is happening is that the USGA is modifying the groove rule that's in the rule book to actually make the groove slightly smaller, probably about 30% smaller, and round the edges of the groove slightly.
So it's not basically it's not going to be as thick.
But the way that it's designed is actually fairly complicated. There's some flexibility designed into the rule for manufacturers where you can actually make grooves the same size as they are now, but then they have to be spaced a lot farther apart. Or you can make a lot of little tiny grooves that are closer together. So it's a lot more complicated than people need to know. But to make it simplify, we're kind of telling people that it's about 30% smaller than the grooves are today, and that the intent is that they're supposed to perform more like the V grooves of the 1970s and 80s. But with all the manufacturing flexibility and capabilities that we have nowadays, you don't actually have to make them as V grooves. They can be little tiny U grooves. They can be kind of modified box grooves. So long as the groove edges meet the new USGA criteria,
which is rolled, I think,
of the grooves are the right into the right size.
So the groove is not as square.
Necessarily a V groove. So that's kind of the one little bit of information we're spreading around. But the most complicated part of it is that it's a scheduled implementation plan of the rule. It doesn't impact most of us until many years from now. But why the media and all these people are talking about the rule so much is that it's impacting the PGA Tour and some of the top professional tours around the world starting January 1, 2010. So all the PGA Tour events and the U.S. Open are going to switch to this new groove. That's why there's a lot of people speculating on the performance differences between the old groove. But the main thing is that the regular handicap player that just posts scores and plays on the weekends and plays in some tournaments at their local club, they don't have to switch to the new groove until 2024. And even if you're a highly competitive amateur, you might qualify for the U.S. Amateur or the U.S. Mid-Am, for example, those don't require the new groove until 2014. We're actually trying to steer people to stock up on the current grooves because they're 30% larger than the new grooves, and they'll help you spin the ball a lot better.
But from a manufacturing standpoint, you have to be conforming in 2010, correct?
That's another thing that they actually changed recently. All the products that are currently out there, they gave us one more year. We're actually allowed to produce manufacture and sell all of the current grooves until the end of 2010. So there's still plenty of time to get the current grooves. But at the very end of 2010, we have to finish manufacturing, sell them all, and ship them out of our doors.
So they're going to
just evaporate.
Yeah, you won't be able to have any of them in-house.
Yeah, and that affects the irons as well, with 5-iron loft and down. So this rule is going to apply with the irons as well, but I think the focus really here is on the wedge play.
As far as playability-wise and as far as being able to get the wedge that's being developed now that the tour players have to be conforming to next year, the wedges that are coming out now, I think it's important to clarify, are those wedges going to have the new groove, or is it going to be one that's going to be through the end of 2010?
Well, our CG15 launch is our big launch. It's a great product. We're really excited about it. Since the USGA gave us this extra one-year extension to produce the current grooves, we're using that as an opportunity to offer players the best performing wedge that we've ever made. And that's, we're launching it with the original Zip groove, pre-2010. We're also going to have the 2010 conforming version available as like a custom order for like mini tour players. But we're trying to stress to players that you don't really need to play the new groove. And highly competitive amateur players, like players on college teams or that are still playing the ranked tournament events, are insisting on playing the old grooves for as long as possible, like 3 or 4 more years until they absolutely have to switch to the new groove. So there's really no urgency. It's actually kind of puts you at a disadvantage if you started playing the new groove.
Yeah, which makes a good point. I mean, but there's always that guy that's going to ask, you know, can I get the new the new groove or what have you? But, you know, to me, you'd be at a disadvantage for sure.
Exactly. So what we did actually with our new CG15 launches, obviously we launched it with the original Zip Group, but we actually developed a very exciting surface roughness technology that we call laser milled, where we actually optimize the surface roughness to the maximum USGA limit on the face. There's, believe it or not, there's actually rules governing surface roughness on the face, like a maximum size and depth. Similar to grooves, but it's just on a microscopic level. And with this laser milled technology that we've developed, the precision of these lasers is so accurate that we can get right to the absolute surface roughness limit allowed by the USGA to optimize the surface roughness in addition to optimizing the groove size. So we've got kind of the best technology possible to help generate the same product.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a mouthful, isn't it? So that's why we're really excited about the CG15 launch. We got lucky with this USGA extension of the transition plan. So we're kind of using it to everyone's advantage because they can get the best performing wedges for about a year now before all of them are gone.
Scott Carlisle and David Hunter joining us from Cleveland Golf. Obviously, you've field tested these wedges with probably the greatest players in the world. What kind of feedback are you getting from them?
On the new CG15 wedge, the tour players really like it. It's a little bit smaller, just a little bit smaller than the CG12. Fits the tour player's eye pretty well. It's got a hint of offset, which they like on the tour. The spin performance is great. The only thing is these are the first wedges that they're actually trying. They're comparing the new groove versus the old groove.
Right.
So they're trying to get a feel for what's the difference. And what we found is that the spin doesn't necessarily go down on every single shot out of the rough, but the predictability goes down. Sometimes you'll hit a shot from 40 yards out of the rough that'll spin almost the same as the current grooves, and then sometimes it'll just knuckle. You don't know when it's going to happen. So that's kind of what the USGA was trying to do with this V-like performance. So it's kind of interesting for them out there, but they're really excited about the new shape of the CG15 wedge. The performance of the laser mill base really working, and quite a buzz out there on the tour.
And I think a lot of our tour staff is somewhat accepting of the new groove ruling because we have a good core of ball strikers, as you guys know. And I think it's going to lead into their advantage when you're hitting a lot more fairways. Your position on the leaderboard is going to go up because you're not bombing and gouging anymore. And we have those types of players.
Yeah, and that's something we like to tell players, like the spin performance from the fairway with a perfectly struck shot, whether it's the new groove or the old groove, basically the same, out of the rough where it makes a difference.
Yeah.
We've actually even done robot testing with grooves with no wedges, or wedges with no grooves at all, versus sharp grooves and other types of grooves, and they perform all about the same when there's no grass or moisture involved, but that never happens in golf. So grooves really work well when you have interference of rough or moist.
Yeah, a good way to put it is we're trying to improve your consistency out of inconsistent conditions. And that's what we're really trying to go with these grooves with wedges.
Well, it definitely brings the driver into play a lot more, I would think.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, you definitely want to position yourself well with the new groove rule. Real quick, there's obviously some different style of wedges that are available in the CG15 line. Can you touch on which different models are available?
Yeah, we're sticking with our three-bounce fitting system where you can actually get a low bounce, standard bounce, or high bounce suited to your swing type or course conditions. We're sticking with that system that we had in our last few models of wedges. But we're also launching the DSG sole version where it has some extra relief on the back side of the sole so you can open up that face with the leading edge close to the ground. So there's actually three different finishes in the CG15. It comes in a satin chrome, which looks really nice, black pearl, which is our most popular finish, and then an oil quench finish, rich brown-looking finish. And the DSG wedge is available only in the oil quench. There's a lot of options out there to get every player fit into the best wedge possible to suit it to their game.
I guess it was about three episodes ago we had Boo Weekly on with us, and he just raved about Cleveland wedges. He goes, "That they're the best I've ever played," and he just loves them. Local guy from here.
Oh yeah, we love Boo.
We're a big fan of Boo.
Yeah, he's a real company guy. He's always raving about our clips.
And that's one of those players that you got to look out for next year too, Tommy. Boo is a ball striker. Hits the ball straight. Doesn't miss a lot of fairways, and he's going to benefit from this. And you'll see our players starting to rise up because we have those kind of ball strikers. We don't have the longest distance drivers on tour, but we have probably the straightest drivers, and David Toms and Boo Weekly is one of those ball strikers that's pretty phenomenal with his irons.
Yeah, what's funny was Boo told us he didn't have a down year, still over $1 million, but he said it wasn't up to his expectations. It was probably because the year before was such a great year in the Ryder Cup and the demands on him, and he said, "I was doing so much for everybody else, I just wasn't having as much fun." So I look for Boo to really take it up the money board this year.
Yeah, he got hurt a little bit in the middle of the season too, a pretty tough shoulder injury that he battled through. He didn't really let a lot of people know about, but he's a tough guy. So I'm sure he's not going to use that as an excuse.
No, he's fun to watch. I think a lot of people love Boo. We definitely root for him around here, being a local guy. So, but David, we wanted to touch on another new product that's coming out and a really great looking product that we're real excited about, and that's the new irons that are coming out. Can you touch on the different models that are available in there?
Absolutely. What we did is basically a line extension of what we already have. We have CG7s and CG7 Tours in line that are chrome versions. And what we wanted to do was kind of have an iron set that complemented our new wedge launch. So we went with a black pearl finish and then CG7 and CG7 Tour black pearl. But what we did this time is we wanted to incorporate the actual technology that's in our wedges that makes us such a, you know, successful company, because, you know, we're really focused on wedges, and we led that technology into the irons. So not only does it have a rich finish, it has the micro cavity, it has the gel back one piece position molding in the back for real superior feel, but now it has actual wedge zip grooves and the laser mill process on the face. So you're getting a lot of technology in one club head, and we're really excited about the.
Yeah, that's actually a big deal. They do have the authentic wedge grooves in the irons. There's no other company I know that actually does that. A lot of people don't know that the grooves in their irons are usually just cast in, and they're a lot smaller than the wedges. The grooves that we put into the wedges that are CNC molded into them, they're usually about 25% bigger than the wedges. And that really does improve the performance out of the rough. This is a very unique set of irons in that the performance better.
David, you touched on the new rules going to affect from the 5-iron down. That doesn't apply to this set of irons, correct?
But I mean, we launched the ultimate groove with these irons, and we're kind of taking the same strategy as we are with the wedge. We will have some CG7 tours with conforming grooves that are available for players that want to play them, but we're not going to really push the new groove because I think players are disadvantaged if they don't go with these larger grooves.
Yeah, and just one point of clarification on the new grooves versus the old groove. They're both considered conforming. It's really just a matter of implementation. In certain competitions, they're going to adopt the new rules sooner than later. So just, you know, to clarify that to everyone out there.
Yeah, because a lot of people are going to have that misperception of like, oh, you're playing with illegal grooves. They're really not.
Yeah.
It's legal up until 2024, and like Scott mentioned, if you're playing in a mid-pro-am or elite amateur event, you got till 2014. So all these grooves are conforming. They just have a timeline on them.
Yeah, it's not like there's a drop dead date. It's almost like a staggered date depending on the level of competition you're playing at, correct?
Exactly. Absolutely. Yeah. They're trying to, you know, make the biggest impact on the PGA Tour because, you know, the golf courses are getting longer and they're trying to, you know, they're trying to bring the players back to where they're going to put an emphasis on driving. And I think they're accomplishing that. But the, you know, our customer and the average golfer, they don't have to put themselves in that kind of position because they are conforming until those days.
Yeah, and if you look at the USGA studies, they did a lot of detailed studies. And they really did concentrate on the elite player and players that use like soft covered balls, like urethane covered balls, like on stars, stuff like that. It makes the biggest difference, the new groove on those high performance golf balls. But the, you know, the average two piece ball, it really doesn't affect the performance very much. They don't spin that much.
Yeah, some of the tour players we've talked to, they're mildly excited about this because one of the shots that just frustrates them to no end is hitting that, you know, that 90-yard wedge, hitting at the hole, and then spinning back off the green.
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna get a lot of the old school players like David Toms and Woody Austin on our staff that are excited about, you know, the flyer. You know, they know
right.
how to play it. They used to play it in when they were young growing up, and there's a lot of younger players that never had to worry about the flyers because they've always had larger grooves, and that's one thing they're excited about. It's just kind of circling back to what the groove was once before, and I think that's basically going to affect tour players. It's not going to affect us. I mean, personally, I'm not going to change.
Yeah. I'm not.
Nobody here's changing to the new groove anytime.
Yeah, I'm definitely not. David, real quick, if you can help, I mean, I know, and Tom knows, but help the consumer understand what is the difference between a regular CG7 and a CG7 Tour.
The CG7 is a lot bigger, thicker top line, more of a game improvement iron, and the 7 Tour is a lot more compact, compact shape, thinner top line, just fits a better player's eye, that's pretty much the main differences. All the technology is still the same, you just have a Tour version and a regular CG7.
And the Cleveland launch days are right on us, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
13th of November.
Picked a good date.
Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Well, we're very excited about it as well and really appreciate you guys taking the time to sit in with us and help us understand and help the listener understand about the new rules, your new launch, your new products, and something we're very excited about.
And I believe Chip Holcomb, our local rep, promised us a CG15 wedge to give away to a lucky listener, so everybody's going to be happy. That's awesome.
Us or me.
Thanks for having us on, Jeff.
Yeah,
it was a lot of fun.
Awesome. You guys have a great day and have a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, guys, thanks a million.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Okay,
take care.
Bye-bye. A new Cleveland CG15 wedge. Tell them how to register to win that, Kenny.
Yeah, you simply go to our website, edwinwattsgolf.com, and on our homepage on the left-hand side, you'll see a e-spot down there that says Golf Better Podcast. Just simply click on that button, and you'll land on the Golf Better landing page, and there you can listen to any of the past episodes as well as click on the register to win button and simply fill out the information that we require from you, and you are registered to win the CG15 wedge.
And you need to do that periodically because each episode, it seems like we're on a roll here. We're giving stuff away each episode. It's almost like Christmas morning now because we've got a number of gifts to give away.
Yeah, when we did our past episode with Boo Weekly with Cleveland Golf, they also offered to give away a Cleveland wedge of your choice, and we have a lucky winner there. Mr. Mike Bray from Goodlettsville, Tennessee. So congratulations, Mike.
Congratulations, Mike. And that's not the Mike Bray, the basketball coach at Notre Dame, unless he's moved south and changed the letter of his name. But Mike will be getting in touch with you. Also, from the Bobby Jones episode, episode number 57, Jesse Ortiz was kind enough to give away not only a Bobby Jones wedge, but a hybrid as well. So we got two winners there. The first winner of the wedge is Arlen Stock of Plantation, Florida. Arlen, congratulations.
Yeah, he's got some retail stores down in his area.
For the Bobby Jones Hybrid, Troy Brath of Altura, Minnesota. Troy, congratulations. Getting a little cool up there.
Troy might be using that in the spring.
I'm sure they have some indoor ranges there as well.
Yeah, congratulations to all the lucky winners.
And last, but certainly not least, from our last episode with Cobra, episode number 58.
Yeah, we gave away on episode number 58 a Cobra ZL driver. What a great product to get as well. The lucky winner there is Mr. Frederick Wood from Brigantine, New Jersey.
Attaway, Fred. Congratulations. And to all our winners, we'll be getting in touch with you, getting your specs,
And, wow, that's a lot of winners, Tom.
I was going to say, the only thing we're missing is the wrapping paper and the bows. That's awesome. But again, thanks so much to our friends at Cleveland Golf today for the gift and for sharing their time with us. Kenny, thanks so much for sitting in again.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. Enjoyed it.
It's been a great day, and we'll do it again soon. So tune back next week when we have another exciting episode of Golf Better at edwinwattsgolf.com. So long, everyone.